Here's a song called Long Gone. Sometimes it's called Lost John. Sometimes it's called Long Gone, Lost John. So, Sonny Terry Brown McGee used to do this thing. Heard Pete do it. I went to a summer camp run by his brother John before I ever met or saw Pete. We learned so many songs at this place. And I used to hear it done. And they even used to mention an individual named Leadbelly, who I wasn't sure if he was real or fake, dead or alive. They talked about him escaping from the chain gang and running through the swamp with a special pair of shoes that had a heel in the front and a heel in the back, so they couldn't tell what direction he's running. That's the gist of this song.
Date was Harry Belafonte, and their second date was Pete Seeger in like 1962. And they fell in love to this song. A few years ago, they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and we had a big sing. And when my dad sang this song, he said, the thing about this song is that it was a huge part of our early courtship, but it sort of stopped feeling possible to me. Then I heard Johnny Cash sing it, and when Johnny Cash was singing it, he was singing it not about the world, but about the storm inside of his own self, and it kind of gave the song a whole new life. guy, high wilting version of that song.
City when I got a call that said Pete Seeger had about 24 or so hours left to live. And at the time I was in town, I wasn't on the road. So the next evening, about 20, 21 hours later, I went on down to a hospital in New York City. Pete was out in the outer room. Folks, musicians I've seen all over the place, all over the time, you know, at Pete's concerts, in and around Peace, Life, and the Environmental Movement, and the Clearwater, and people lived up in the Hudson Valley, lots of musicians. And I walked into the room, his daughter Tina was there, his granddaughter Marie was there. I walked in, I was surprised to see my son holding Pete's hand. We had that kind of relationship where I got to go out on tour with Pete, his last official tour. My son was like a roadie. So he'd known my family coming up, he'd known my parents. Forgive me for digressing. I remember the first time I ever got to meet Pete. It was after learning his music at that summer camp. I was just a kid, I come home, and Pete Seeger standing in our living room. And everybody's talking to him, and this and that and the other. And so it wound up that I was going to go up with Pete to his cabin where he and Toshi lived in Beacon, New York. So Pete's driving that little old red VW. And he looks over at me, and I'm in the passenger seat. By this time, I've grown up past the kid. I was a teenager by now, or at least almost. And Pete looks at me and says, guy, what kind of music do you like? So I looked at him like he was, I'm not a kid anymore. So I looked at him like he's from the Stone Age. And I like James Brown. I said to say, like, have you ever heard of him, old dude? You know? And he's a very understanding man. I mean, oh God. I should save some more of these anecdotes for later on into the show. Anyway, I walked into the room. There was a lady named Pat Humphreys playing. I don't remember what the song was, but it was a sad song. Pete was laying in the bed, struggling for each and every breath. Struggling, because he didn't want any kind of medication, any help, any easement, nothing. Every breath. Pat sang a song. She must have been there for a while, and David Amram was there, kind of over our folks there. Pat handed me that guitar, and the first thing that came to my mind was, what about that Woody Guthrie song? Let's go riding in the car. Has nothing to do with Seth dying, laying out, suffering, or nothing. So, yeah. I don't even know what key I did in it. Let's go ride in the car. Let's toot the horn in my car. Let's toot the horn in my car. We'll go ooh rah car. Ooh rah ooh. Let's go ride in the car. 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 Gonna make a left turn 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 in the car. Let's go right in the car. Let's go right in the car. Oh, let's go right in the car. Wanna go right in the car. Let's go back in the car. Let's go back in the car. Let's go back in the car. Come, let's go back in the car. Oh, so Pete, at the end of that, he's still struggling with it, but he moved his hands like to let us know he heard it.
Our dad actually went to a school where John Seeger was the geography teacher in the 50s. Yeah. So same thing. He knew John before he knew Pete. And Pete would come to assemblies. This was during the blacklisting era. And he didn't have a lot of gigs because it was like the McCarthy era. And he would come into assemblies for the kids at his brother's school.
Red diaper babies.
Yeah. Right on. So, so my dad hates the Peter, Paul, and Mary version of this song. And whenever we do it, he gets a very sour expression on his face. So we're going to do the Pete Seeger version, even though Pete himself said that he prefers the Peter, Paul, and Mary version. And this is my dad. And I will tune out of respect. Lee Hayes and Pete Seeger co-wrote this song. My understanding of hearing it a few times recorded by them, but mostly through my dad, it goes like this.
Thank you.
was I laughing? If he asks you, was I laughing? If he asks you, was I laughing? You tell him I'm crying, boy. You tell him I'm crying. Take this hammer.
Seeger would often lie on the stage tapping his tennis shoe while Arlo played. And this is a song I remember from that era.
Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Sweet may the breezes blow. May the streets flow blue above and green below when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Sweet may the band of sound, it'll play the old home down. Dancers swing round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Swift may the steers turn, the swimmers churn, the lovers burn. These may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away again. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go.
I'm going to do another Dead Betty tune right now. This is one that Pete showed me his version on a banjo, so I'm going to do it on a banjo. I don't know if Pete wrote it. I don't know if Led Belly wrote it, and I kind of doubt that he did. It was just probably a country kind of reel or a tune that folks did back in the day when he was coming along and growing up. The song's called Green Corn.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be just on the key of G. Well, Led Belly, who recorded or to the attention of Folkways Records, and when they did that movie of Led Belly's Life by Gordon Parks, it was the first dance tune that they had everybody work on.
I win my way.
This land is my land, from California
like we're riding deserts down the lost earth. While all around me, a voice kept sounding. What did it say?
It said, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom's highway. Nobody living can make me proud.
This land was made for you and me. This land is yours. On the relief line, I saw my people. They stood there hungry. I stood there whispering, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is mine.
Guy's guitar has a problem.
And we're sitting in solidarity with
yes,
guys.
But you should stand up for this song. Cross your arms. Hold the hands of the people next to you. Let's do this with no guitar. Let's get down there with your
very day. Let's sing, We Are Not Afraid. We are.